Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome back to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. This is our 30th episode, and come on, 30 episodes, that's pretty big. Oh my gosh, we've been doing this for 30 times. Let's see, this is Season 2, Episode 10, We Can Be Heroes. Yes, Supergirl can be a hero too. Darn it, why not? Thank you for subscribing to our podcast here. Or listening to us online, please call in. We have a dial-in number. It's 646-668-2311. Again, that number is 646-668-2311. We're here for another 3 minutes talking about Supergirl and We Can Be Heroes episode that aired on January 30th, 2017. We're closely catching up. We got three episodes up ahead of us, so please bear with us as we catch up on Supergirl. Let's see who is on the line here from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? And oh my God, this episode was great, fantastic, funny, and good.
And what a great title, too, right?
Yes, We Can Be Heroes. Great title. I mean, when Jimmy tells, trying to think here, Kara that he's Guardian. That was a bit crazy. And when Livewire returned, that is it this morning?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. It is?
Let me read the synopsis.
Yeah, I think
that
it is.
You know what?
Yeah,
this is the one.
Yeah.
That was Livewire is in this one.
Livewire. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That was great to hear back.
These episodes all get jumbled together because they're that good, you know, because they hold their own and they're always interesting. Come on. It's Supergirl. How cool is that?
And then why won't Kara have the chance to be happy? Because I think she loves Mon-El so much because she's been trying to train him, and Mon-El finally comes clean. And they're not really a good match. But if you watch this week's episode, they are. But let's stick with this episode.
Right,
I thought it was
good. Don't spoil it yet. We're three episodes behind, so let's see. Let me read the synopsis here for Supergirl. Kara starts training Mon-El. Leslie is announced having broken out of imprisonment. Kara and Mon-El engage Livewire, who is revealed to be another woman who attacks the pair with a male Livewire. Mon ignores Kara's instruction to protect the civilians in order to save her. The Guardian arrives and aids them. The Livewire escapes, and Kara finds out about James's alter ego, scolding him and Wynn. She also gets angry with Mon for prioritizing her over others. The DEO learns that Leslie was actually abducted from incarceration. Wynn locates her. James and Mon-El rush there to prove themselves. The duel is captured by the scientist who has been draining Leslie's powers and giving them to his subjects. Kara arrives and saves them, freeing Leslie and dissuading her from killing the scientist, allowing her to escape in exchange. Kara rejects James' offer for cooperation in vigilantism. Freeing Mon-El confirms his feelings for her. Meanwhile, Megan loses consciousness. John agrees to bond with her. In a shared memory, he tells her that she is forgiven. She regains consciousness and John frees her. She reveals that the White Martians are searching for her. Dun, dun, dun. So we're not done yet with Megan. But Matt, give us your favorite scenes from this episode. We Can Be Heroes. And tell the audience why those stood out for you.
Well, I did like the scenes with Livewire. Those are intense, and I thought it was so cool to see her back. And also when Jimmy came clean to Kara, and that was pretty good. And I thought it was a great episode, funny, cool, and I always loved the flying scenes, and it was so good. I mean, it's
never
a
dull moment.
Show, you know. Especially the flying scenes and when, the scenes where Sean entered Megan's mind. I mean, I go like, what the heck is going on here? And then, like, all of a sudden he's in her head, and that was cool, too. I mean, I loved how they set up these new upcoming episodes. Oh, and tomorrow night I'm going to go see Logan.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm going to see you on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a very good movie.
All right, cool.
We
well, my favorite
podcast
in this
I'm
week's
tired.
Episode is the scene with the Guardian when he is finally confronted with Kara, who James has been going as his alter ego, and also Wynn helping him. It's kind of funny how protective Kara still is with James. You know, he's risking his neck out there fighting, you know, vigilantes and, criminals. And here she is, you know, Miss Supergirl, and she knows she will never get hurt. And she knows Jimmy might have that one time where he gets captured or hurt and really can't get out of his mind. And she worries about that. And, you know, she has good intentions, but James will be James. He's going to do his own thing, and Wynn is now full-fledged right behind him, being his sidekick. It's a great pair. I never would have thought that Jimmy Olsen and Wynn would be working together. Did you see that from the first season? Who would have thought, right?
Pretty much, yeah, because her and Jimmy do have a bit of a romantic problem together.
By
the way, hey, Zeus,
still
I'm kind of tired tonight.
Between the two.
Yeah. Hey, Zeus, I'm kind of tired tonight because it's late over here. Can we do Flash Talk and Arrow Talk a different night?
Yeah, that's no problem, dude. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thanks,
if you want to end it,
you
I'm pretty good
night.
Now, too, as well. We Can Be Heroes, definitely a good miss. So if you are fans of Supergirl, definitely go check it out and tell us what you think on Twitter. All right, Matt, give us a shout out as we wrap up the show.
I love Supergirl. It's a great series. I can't wait for Monday's new episode. And I shall talk to you guys on the weekend. Does that sound good for you?
All right.
On the
weekend? For sure. All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right,
and we'll talk to you on the next Supergirl Talk podcast. Have a good night. Bye.
All right.